Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Pre-Accident Investigations: An Introduction to Organizational Safety is a short nonfiction book on workplace safety and human performance by Todd Conklin, a safety professional associated with Los Alamos National Laboratory. Rather than treating accidents as isolated events explained after the fact, the book argues that organizations should look for warning signs, weak signals, and system vulnerabilities before harm occurs. It presents a practical framework for managers and safety leaders who need usable methods, not abstract theory, to improve organizational safety. The book is especially known for challenging the traditional idea of cause, emphasizing that people usually reveal deeper weaknesses in systems rather than simply creating failure on their own. With its clear language, case-based examples, and focus on prevention, the book sits at the intersection of safety management, systems thinking, and human performance analysis. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing failure as a product of system weaknesses. One of the book's central ideas is that accidents should not be explained only by blaming the last person involved. Conklin argues that workers do not directly cause failure in a simple way. Instead, their actions often expose weaknesses that already exist in processes, environments, tools, job design, and organizational structures. This matters because it shifts attention away from retrospective fault-finding and toward the conditions that made failure possible. In practical terms, the book encourages leaders to ask what in the system allowed a normal person to make a harmful move or miss a critical cue. That change in perspective is important in safety work because it leads to better learning. Instead of stopping at who made the mistake, managers can investigate why the system made that mistake likely. The result is a more constructive model of accountability, one that aims to strengthen barriers and reduce vulnerability rather than simply punish the final actor. Secondly, the pre-accident investigation as a proactive safety method. The title concept is the book's most distinctive contribution. Conklin proposes that organizations can investigate potential accidents before they become actual incidents by studying weak signals, near misses, and operational pain points. This is a deliberate reversal of the usual accident investigation process, which often starts only after damage has already occurred. The pre-accident investigation tool gives managers a way to identify where serious failure could emerge if current conditions continue unchanged. The value of this method is not just philosophical. It provides a practical way to prioritize attention in busy workplaces where leaders cannot fix everything at once. By focusing on likely failure paths, organizations can direct resources toward the most consequential risks. The approach also improves learning because it turns everyday operational discomfort into usable information. A missed handoff, a confusing procedure, or recurring frustration is treated as data rather than background noise, making safety management more preventive and less reactive. Thirdly, human performance and the value of near misses and pain points. The book is grounded in human performance thinking, which means it treats human behavior as shaped by context rather than as a simple matter of personal error. Conklin highlights near misses, frustrations, and recurring pain points as early indicators that a system is under strain. These signals may seem minor, but they often show where work is drifting away from safe, reliable performance. This is a useful lens because it expands what counts as evidence in safety analysis. A recurring workaround, a confusing procedure, or a job that regularly causes delay may reveal more than a formal incident report. The book's practical insight is that organizations should learn to notice these small signs early and ask what they say about the system. That requires leaders to be present, observant, and willing to listen to people doing the work. In this way, the book connects safety improvement to everyday operational experience instead of to rare catastrophic events alone. Fourthly, incremental safety and realistic organizational change. Rather than promising dramatic transformation through large programs or slogans, the book favors incremental safety, meaning small, thoughtful improvements made over time. This approach reflects the reality that organizations are complex and cannot usually be made safer through one major intervention. Conklin's emphasis on gradual change makes the book especially practical for managers with limited time and resources. The logic is that small changes, if well chosen, can reduce risk steadily and build stronger habits across the organization. This perspective also avoids the common failure of safety initiatives that are too broad to implement or too disconnected from daily work. By encouraging incremental progress, the book makes improvement more manageable and less dependent on perfect conditions. It also helps organizations build resilience because repeated small adjustments can teach teams how to notice weak signals, adapt procedures, and refine expectations. In that sense, the book is not only about identifying risk, but also about creating a disciplined, sustainable way to improve performance. Lastly, using case studies and practical language to make safety theory usable. The book is notable for translating human performance and system safety ideas into language that is accessible to working managers. It uses familiar examples and case studies, including major historical failures, such as the Titanic and aviation accidents, to show how ordinary conditions can combine into serious outcomes. These examples are not presented as dramatic stories for their own sake. They are used to help readers rethink how they understand failure and why simple explanations are often inadequate. This approach is effective because it bridges theory and practice. Many safety books describe broad principles but leave readers unsure how to apply them, while Conklin focuses on concepts that can influence actual decision-making. The book is designed for time-pressed professionals who need a clear introduction to organizational safety, especially those starting, revising, or strengthening a safety program. Its plain style and field-tested orientation make it useful as a working guide rather than a purely academic text. That practical emphasis is a major reason it stands out in its category. In conclusion, pre-accident investigations should be read by safety managers, supervisors, operational leaders, and anyone responsible for reducing risk in complex workplaces. It is also useful for professionals who already know traditional incident investigation but want a more forward-looking approach. Readers will gain a clearer way to identify weak signals, understand how human performance is shaped by systems, and focus safety efforts where they can have the greatest effect. The book is especially valuable for organizations that feel overloaded by compliance activity but still want better real-world safety outcomes. What sets it apart from many books in the same field is its refusal to treat accidents as merely the result of individual error. Instead, it offers a preventive lens that links minor frustrations, near misses, and system design to serious failure potential. Its blend of human performance thinking, practical management guidance, and readable examples makes it more actionable than many abstract safety texts. For readers looking for a concise but intellectually serious introduction to organizational safety, it remains a distinctive and useful guide. If you would like to support Todd Conklin, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.